Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Hey, Sam, are you ready for the idioms?
Have you picked the right idiom for today's show yet?
Well, you know what? I chose an idiom, but I'm kind of second-guessing myself on the meaning of it. I think I know what it is, but then again, maybe I'm not that sure because I heard it means something else, like when it comes to like the British, the way they use it.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm ready.
All right, we'll just stick to the American usage.
Okay, then yes, I'm ready.
那么刚才的对话呢，我们 Sam 说今天的俚语他是否准备好了 ？Sam 说呢，好像准备好了，但是呢，他对今天选的俚语呢有一些怀疑，因为呢有一些俚语呢，比如说美国人和英国人呢，它的用法是不一样的。在这种情况下呢 ，Sam 呢有的时候会不停的怀疑自己这个选的单词是否正确。这里面用到了昨天的 idiom second guess， 翻译成中文是怀疑。
What about today's idiom? Are you sure it's the right one? Yes, I am confident this time.
Mm-hmm, great.
Today's idiom is see eye to eye.
Mm.
Four words. See eye to eye. And the eye is, of course, E-Y-E.Not just the letter I.
那么今天的 idiom 看起来呢，跟我们中文的一个成语或者一谚语呢，有一些接近。See eye to eye 表示说看，然后呢，眼睛和眼睛的看。我们突然想到一个中文的一个 translation， 一个翻译是什么呢？大眼看小眼。
The big eye sees the little eye.
Yeah, is that right? 这个刚才我给的这个翻译呢，并不一定是正确的。那么是否能够翻译成大眼看小眼呢 Maybe not.
I don't know. Well, see eye to eye. I mean, that kind of looks, that sounds weird. In my mind, I see like these two pairs of eyes just looking at each other.
Right.
Are they like challenging each other? Well, what's going on?
那么下面我和 Sam 做一个对话，看看我刚才的翻译是否正确。
Hey, boss, you got a minute? Can I talk to you about something that's pretty important?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, well, you know, the project, I've been working on it for a couple of weeks now, and, well, I was kind of hoping maybe you can transfer Jim out of the project.
Jim's works okay. He's, been performing pretty well, so anything with James?
I know James as, you know, an employee is pretty good, but...James and I just don't really see eye to eye on a lot of things. So I'm project manager, and he's always second-guessing my decisions, so it's really slowing the whole project down. It's creating a lot of, like, pressure, unnecessary pressure on everyone. So if you could transfer out James and maybe add someone else to the project, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, if you take James out of your team, I think your team will be understaffed. And do you have a right candidate for that position yet?
Well, maybe John. John and I see eye to eye on almost everything, so I think we could work more smoothly together.
It's up to you.
Well, okay, if you think it's okay, then yeah. I'll tell James he's out, John's in.
Yeah, you got my seal of approval. No problem.
Okay, great, thanks.
那么刚才的对话呢，我作为公司的老板 ，Sam 是我手下的一个部门的经理。然后呢，他给我反映一件事情。我看 Sam 的这个表情呢，有一些难堪。我说究竟怎么了 ？Sam 说呢，他的这个项目呢，进展过程当中出现了一定的问题，不是说项目本身，而是说这个团队的成员出现了问题。他的一个手下 James 好像跟 Sam 呢，永远呢是不对路，他们始终在很多的问题上呢，永远不能达成一致。这里面 Sam 用到了今天的 idiom see eye to eye。On a lot of issues. Just Sam and James don't see eye to eye on many issues. 他们在很多的问题上呢，永远不能达成一致的观点。对于 Sam 来讲呢，非常的苦恼，因为呢，这种不一致呢，会延缓整个项目的进程。所以呢 ，Sam 给我提出一个建议，他想呢，是否能把 Jim 调出他的团队，然后呢，把 John 调进来。他认为 John 跟他呢，整个的工作配合非常的好。我说没有问题，如果你愿意的话呢，你是这个项目的经理。It's up to you. You decide.
So our little conversation was kind of packed with idioms.
Yeah, plenty of.
Yeah, could you count how many? Well, we used today's idiom first. And then I kind of snuck in yesterday's
second
idiom.
Guess.
Yes, second guess. And then you at the very
seal
end.
Seal of approval.
Seal of approval. So we have three idioms.
那么在刚才的对话当中呢，其实呢，我们已经把前几天做的一些俚语呢，又做了一个简单的复习。比如说，首先用到了今天的这个 see eye to eye， 表示说一个人和另外一个人在观点上保持一致。另外呢 ，Sam 用到了前几天讲到的 idiom second guess， 表示说怀疑。同时呢，我用到了 seal of approval， 表示说一个人的同意，一个人的支持。所以在刚才的对话当中出现了三个俚语。
Wow, so the idioms we talk about really are used in normal conversation.
Yeah, one for today and two bonuses.
So see eye to eye, well, does it mean the same thing as the Chinese idiom?
No, not really at all. Nothing with 大眼瞪小眼。所以说呢，在刚才的讲解当中大家知道了说这个 see eye to eye 表示说两个人观点是否一致。那么跟我刚才的这个翻译呢，就是大眼瞪小眼没有任何的关系，所以把我刚才的那个 translation 给它卡掉， get rid of it, never see them again.
Yeah, exactly.
So any other scenario we can still use see eye to eye?
Well, let's talk about the way we can use the idiom. Mm-hmm. So first of all, you can see eye to eye with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Peter and I see eye to eye with each other. Or he doesn't see eye to eye with me. Or if it's like an issue, a subject, a topic, maybe we can see eye to eye on something.
我们下面讲解一下 see eye to eye 的一个用法。如果说前面是一个人和另外一个人，他们之间在很多问题上能够达成一致，它的用法呢是 Sam and Peter see eye to eye on many issues. 就 Peter 和 Sam 在很多问题上呢能够达成一致。前面提到两个主语呢是两个人，如果是后面跟问题的话呢，跟介词 on something。但如果说 Peter和 Sam 他们俩呢永远不能达成一致，后面的这个宾语呢是 Peter 的话呢，他会用 Sam doesn't see eye to eye with Peter。 如果后面跟人的话呢，跟这个介词 with。 所以呢这个 idiom 这个语法的要求呢，希望通过我们刚才的讲解，希望大家能够弄清楚。
Yeah, very useful idiom, because every day we come into contact with people, we have our own opinions about things. So, you know, we see eye to eye with some people and not with some people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it for today's idiom, see eye to eye. Coming up next, see the book study. And today we will have a new topic.
Ah, so no more smart cars, right?
You know, the year 2015 almost come to the end.
Yeah, we're just a few days away from the 2016 year.
And 2016 is on the horizon, is around the corner.
It sure is. We can
Some people would like to do some prediction what will happen in year 2016.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty normal. They do some predictions, talk about what things will be like. Yeah.
Yeah, some of the predictions are very exciting, and some are not that exciting.
Okay, well, you have my curiosity.
Yeah, and today let's focus on the prediction for year 2016. 那接下来的话题呢，我们将谈论一些人对2016年的一个预测，看看2016年究竟能发生哪些事情。And before we go to the prediction, now let's look at the vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for hit the books is...Barrel. Barrel. B-A-R-R-E-L. Barrel.
今天的第一个单词 barrel 是指这个油桶，是装石油的那个桶，而不是说我们前几天讲到的 idiom scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Next, we have the word inflation. Inflation. I-N-F-L-A-T-I-O-N. Inflation.
Inflation 翻译成中文是通货膨胀。
Next, we have the word outrageous. Outrageous. O-U-T-R-A-G-E-O-U-S. Outrageous.
Outrageous 这个单词呢，用在很多的场合，可以使一个人非常大胆的，同时呢，也可以使呢这个事情让别人非常的气愤。比如说我们看到一些报道，你的反应呢，就是说这件事情真是 that's outrageous.
Yeah. Next we have the word cheeky. Cheeky. C-H-E-E-K-Y. Cheeky.
接下来的单词 cheeky 是指的无理的或者呢是放肆的。
Next is the word contrarian. Contrarian. C-O-N-T-R-A-R-I-A-N. Contrarian.
Contrarian 是一个相对比较难的一个单词，或者是说呢不是经常出现的一个单词，表示说呢采取相反态度的一个做法或者一个观点。
Next we have the word scramble. Scramble.S-C-R-A-M-B-L-E Scramble
Scramble 是指呢人们疯抢的或者是努力的去做一件事情或者是争夺 or competition 竞争。
Next we have the word Horizon Horizon H-O-R-I-Z-O-N Horizon
Horizon 是指我们地球上的这个地平线叫 Horizon。
Next we have the word Eschew Eschew E-S-C-H-E-W Eschew
下一个单词 Eschew 是指呢我们避开不愿意做某事情它就等同于 avoid。
Lastly we have another really good word here for you. It's egalitarian Egalitarian E-G-A-L-I-T-A-R-I-A-N Egalitarian
最后一个单词 Egalitarian 是指平等的。 Alright, now let's go to the story. See what will happen in year 2016.
Alright, here we go. Oil at $100 US and the Birkin's demise. Now that's outrageous. That's the title of today's article. Oil at $100 US a barrel.A drought-driven outbreak of global inflation and the collapse of luxury goods brands. Sounds like outrageous predictions? Well, they're meant to be, but don't be surprised if they come true. And best place a few investment bets just in case they do. Such is the view of Steen Jacobsen, chief economist at Denmark's Saxo Bank, who at this time every year comes up with 10 outrageous predictions for the following year.His forecasts for 2016 are a little bit cheeky, but a bit contrarian and definitely outrageous. But in the crazy post-global financial crisis, world of negative interest rates, $40 US a barrel, and flat wage submission, anything with a tinge of risk is going to excite. For instance, he sees the Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC's, supply and rule strategy,finally triggering a 150% surge in the price of liquid gold when members agree a production cut. Oil in the frame. The price mounts a quick recovery with investors scrambling to re-enter the market to the long side, once again bringing $100 US barrel prices onto the horizon. Perhaps more upsetting, at least to the rich,would be the death of luxury labels as the world goes all equality conscious, eschewing the purchase of Hermes $300,000 Birkin handbags and totally impractical Lamborghinis. And the premise for this outrageous prediction? Faced with rising inequality and unemployment for over 10%, Europe is considering the introduction of a basic universal income to ensure that all citizens can afford to meet their basic needs. In a more egalitarian society where other values are promoted, demand for luxury goods decreases sharply and the sector collapses.
那么文中呢给出了一个2016年的一个 prediction 预测呢2016年原油的一个价钱可能会达到每桶100美金。我们知道2015年2014年整个的这个原油的价钱是非常的低。那么第二个预测呢会提到了一个全球的通货膨胀 Global Inflation。更重要一点跟我们老百姓关联性比较大，特别是那些喜欢名牌的那些消费者来讲呢，一些奢侈品的轰然倒下 Collapse of Luxurious Goods Brand。
Well, these are all what we call outrageous predictions.
Mm.
So, I guess what happens is there's a man named Steen Jacobsen. Now, he is the chief economist at a Denmark bank, the Denmark Saxo Bank. And every year, he comes up with 10 outrageous predictions. So, you can kind of see if the following year they'll come true or not.
那么说这些大胆的预测呢都来源于丹麦的一位经济学家他叫做 Steve Jacobsen 他呢每年都做出10个预测
Well, we better have a look at his past or previous
a track record. See how many or percentage of the prediction may come true.
Yeah, and how long has he been doing this, I wonder?
Well, I better check it online, see how many years been predicting this stuff.
Yeah, so if he's like zero for zero, you know,
well,
hasn't got a single one right, well, then we can say, yeah, well, these are for sure outrageous. But actually, if a lot of them come true, then 2016 might be kind of scary.
同时呢，文章给出了一个建议，如果说你看看他原来的预测，如果说觉得很靠谱的话呢，那么对2016年的预测呢，你看看有没有可能性呢，做一些预测，那么如果说有实力的话呢，可能做一些简单的 investment 投资，比如说现在的石油每桶呢是40美金，那么明年如果说能够涨到100美金的话，那么有一个很大的一个 profit margin. So you can buy a lot of petroleum now, Sam. You can sell it next year.
Yeah, so $40 a barrel, well, that's cheap. And so, like, I know gas prices in the U.S. right now are pretty low.
So you can buy hundreds of barrels of petroleum right now and the stockpile in your backyard.
Well, I was thinking maybe I could put them in your living room or something.
Right.
You can kind of watch over them for me.
Alright, 刚才我们开了一个玩笑，比如说现在呢，趁早呢，比如说多买一些原油在家放了，比如说买个100桶、200桶，然后明年呢再卖出去，那么就一个profit margin, 当然是我们在开玩笑了。
Yeah.
那么呢，如果这个预测呢，大家去仔细去看一看，看看里面是否存在着一定的business opportunity, 一定的商机。
So the first one has to do with oil and the price per barrel,but you know there's some other problems, and all of it comes from the post-global financial crisis,the thing that's affected everyone. Afterwards, this is what we're seeing, $40 a barrel. We're also seeing like flat wage submission. So besides the cheap price for oil barrels,Also, we have a pretty negative interest rate.
那文中又提到了说，他的一些预测，特别是2016年的预测呢，有一些 a little bit cheeky. 那么这个 cheeky 呢，当然了，我们刚才讲到的是一个英国人表示说他的一些判断不是非常靠谱的，或者有些放肆的，有一些呢无理的。当然，这里面翻译成无理是不合适。比如说他的那些 prediction 呢，不是非常的靠谱。但是呢，有一些东西呢，的的确确呢，我们需要认真的去思考。特别提到的 interest rate 这个利率，因为在过去的几年当中，包括美国、包括欧洲、包括我们中国，这些利率呢相对都是比较低的。但是呢，在今年呢，美国突然加息了 ，there's a rise of interest rate by the Federal Bank or Reserve Bank， 它可能会走这样一个升利息的一个通道。2016年呢，会结束那种低利息的这么一段时间。So if you have money, maybe thinking put your money into the bank instead of putting in the stock market.
Yeah, because even though this is kind of outrageous as we label it, with the crazy economy out there, the financial crisis, all of these problems, actually, maybe anything's possible. So that's why he mentions anything with a tinge of risk is going to excite. It might actually come true.So be cautious.
那文中提到了说一个利率，另外这个石油，虽然呢我们做这些石油和利率的进行投机的话，会存在着一定的 risk， 但是呢风险就意味着一定的机会。The risk may involve opportunity and big opportunity. 那么同时大家会问，为什么说石油会明年有一个巨大的一个价钱的增长呢？文中提到了说这个欧佩克它准备会减产。因为我们知道减产的话呢，石油的产量会降低，那么它的价钱会逐步的升高。往往我们知道有个 supply and demand， 一个供求的关系，但是文中提到的是 supply and rule strategy， 这里面石油这个特殊的产品呢，不是完完全全的符合于我们的这个供应和需求的这么一个关系，它有一个 rule 这个词，这个 rule 呢，它涉及到了一个 political factor involves in it。
Well, if you're not all that oil conscious, maybe you don't drive or you don't drive that much, so gas prices, you don't care that much about. But maybe you care more about, like, luxury items.
有人会说明年的利率跟我没有任何的关系，我呢对此不关心。另外呢，石油跟我的生活实在是太远了，但是明年的确会有一些事情的发生，会和你的生活会有一定的联系。那么刚才 Sam 提到的是这些奢侈品。
Yeah, now Steen, the one that comes up with these predictions, he talks about the death of luxury items.
It's very strong words.
Yeah. So he says that, well, the reason why he mentions these things, would be because it seems like the world is going equality conscious.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be more equal and be more fair when it comes to people's daily lives.
那么文中呢对这个奢侈品的一个预测呢让我们感觉到非常的大胆。我往往会认为呢这个奢侈品呢它属于一种不会是一个 rise, 上升的阶段，可能是一个 decline, 一个不断下降的阶段，但是它是用到了一个非常强硬的词，是 death, 死亡或灭亡一个单词。原因呢它解释到非常的简单，因为呢整个全球的人们，特别是呢受到高等教育的人们，他们的平等意识呢逐渐的加强，他们对这个品牌所折射出来的这种不平等呢越来越鄙视。 They don't like the inequality caused by these luxurious goods.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we have people paying $300,000、for a handbag、you have、things like a Lamborghini. Who needs to drive a Lamborghini, right?、So, yeah, these are pretty impractical goods.So people might have to, like, say goodbye to these.
但文中用一个非常好的动词 eschewing the purchase, 表示说避免购买这些东西。那么用了一个不是非常常见的一个动词表示避免。我们往往会用 avoid,
or stay away from.
Stay away from, 但是文中用的是 eschewing, 希望大家能够了解认识这个单词就可以了。但是呢这个单词它的用途呢不是非常的频繁。同时文中提到了一些非常著名的一些品牌，比如说文中提到的爱马仕的这个包，非常极品的一个包的价钱达到了$300,000。 Well, you can buy a lot of stuff with $300,000.
You can buy a small house.
You can buy a house in America.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Should I buy a small house or a handbag?
On second guess, a handbag.
Yeah, so it shows you how ridiculous actually it is.
我刚才开了一个玩笑，比如说这$300,000对一个有钱人来讲是我买一栋房子呢，还是说买一个包？当然，这两个商品在我们生活当中是一个完全不能对等的一个东西，这个包和这个房子。所以说，这个$300,000对于一个包来讲，对我们一般老百姓是太贵了。
Yeah, that's right.
同时又提到了一辆非常昂贵的车哈，兰博基尼，这个车也是非常的贵。由于人们对生活的品质、生活的目的的更加的认清、更加的了解，他们呢可能不愿意花那么多钱去买一辆车，他可以买一个性价比更好的一辆车。
So there's a question: What's the premise for this prediction? What is this all kind of based on? So he talks about unemployment.Like, for example, it's over 10%. So you see problems like this, not just in one country, but like in Europe, we see it. You see this around the world, a global problem that might be triggering this kind of problem.
为什么说它会有如此的预测？原因非常的简单，由于呢整个的这个经济呢不是非常的乐观，在欧洲它的失业率呢达到了10%，所以说我们更加提倡一个更加健康的一个消费方式。同时呢欧洲又提出了一个 Basic Universal Income， 它表示说一个统一的工资标准，来确保那些低收入的人群呢能够得到最基本的生活保障。
So it's not a minimum wage, like if you work 5 hours, it's actually your actual whole income will be at a certain level.
So the quality or living standard will be assured by this basic universal income in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Your basic needs will for sure be cared for.
Well, sounds like a pretty good plan or ideas.
Yeah, I'm kind of rooting for this one. I want to see it.
Well, time's up for today's talk about the future for 2016. Let's see how many of these predictions may come true.
Or are they just outrageous and you don't got to think about it?
Or cheeky.
Yeah, cheeky.
Well, time's up and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上。
She's feeling sad. I would take credit for what's wrong, but I am. I'm nothing without.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6点半，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a party downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.
Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.